This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome back to another Gear in Review podcast. I am Mark Berry, and
I guess I'm Bobby Ratu.
I guess he's Bobby Ratu. Today, we've got a really cool show for you. We are talking about event recording and which camera suits the best job that you're trying to do. We got two cameras on the table here, and you know, cameras get a lot of press these days. We have a Canon C100. And Bobby, what is this little guy over
here? This guy is the XA20. But, you know, hey, before we get started, you know, we got to give a shout out to Touchpoint Media, because they are the people that host this podcast.
They are why we're sitting here today.
Yes. And also, just clarification real quick, we're talking about jobs. Mm-hmm. And did you take my job?
For this episode, I did. But I think we should leave it up to the viewers to see who they want to open the show.
What? On. So we're going to vote?
Yes.
We should vote?
Leave a vote in the comments below.
I say Bobby Ratu. Okay. So we're talking about these two cameras. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think is interesting about both these cameras, I think they both have very different workflows. Mm-hmm. And we've used both of these in our different types of events.
Yeah.
The C100 is set up, you know, we can change the lenses on the camera. Right now, it's got a 24-105, so that does a pretty good job.
Well, yeah, it's a very popular camera, too. The C100 gets a lot of press. It's part of the famous Canon C series, and it's actually a go-to camera for a lot of production shops out there.
Yeah, but we find ourselves in, you know, we do so much content development and storytelling. Many of our clients really want us to, if they have an event where they have speakers, mm-hmm. they're always wondering, hey, you've got cameras, you can do the editing. Would you mind capturing our speakers at our events? And so we're always looking for the right camera. And one of the things that I've noticed about the C series is you have to find the right lens to match the focal length that you need. So if you're halfway across the room or all the way across a 100-foot room, a 24-105 is not going to probably take, you know, zoom all the way in. You got to throw the 70-200, or sometimes you got to throw something even more on there to get mm-hmm. all the way to get a tight shot of the presenter when you're on the back side of the room. And so then that requires to balance the camera out more because you got a heavy lens. And so it's a robust camera, but sometimes it's not the best one for, you know, big presentation events. I mean, what have you experienced with this camera? It's maybe good for press events.
Well, like I said, it's a very popular camera. You could call it a go-to camera, but for things like events, particularly long events that are in very large rooms, it might not be a good camera to reach for at first. Tell us real quick, what is the focal lengths on this small camera over here?
Well, this one zooms a pretty long ways in, and I wish I need to pull the specs on it, but
we just got this camera, by the way, so we're still kind of learning a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is one of the, and honestly, this is a small Canon, the Canon mm-hmm. XA20. And honestly, you know, the reason why we got it is one of our church clients really wanted to live stream their church services. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really need this massive, robust camera for a live stream event. This camera, the Canon XA20, was roughly about $1,200. It allows us to put two SD cards in it, and it can zoom all the way across the room to get a tight shot for someone speaking. So this camera is perfect for event recording.
So it's safe to say that probably has at least a 200 millimeter zoom on
it. It's probably even more, because I can be in the balcony of a large church and zoom all the way across the room and get tight on the preacher. And so I use this also for events like this past week, where we were working with the Piedmont Health Foundation in Greenville, South Carolina. They had a big event where they were talking about housing and transportation in downtown Greenville. And so I took both of these cameras to see how I liked each one for that event. The room was probably your typical meeting room space. It probably had 400 people in the room, so it probably was 200 feet wide. I was on the back on a riser. Across the room on the other side was the speaker table, where they walk up onto the platform and they had a podium. And one of the things that I noticed liked about this smaller camera, one, it shoots a beautiful picture in low light settings. It also comes with the ability to plug in XLR on the top. It has the XLR audio inputs at the top, so you can take something off the board. And for it has an image stabilizer built into it. Mm-hmm. And so when you barely, with the cameras moving, you can tell that it's stabilizing the image as you move. And so you don't see a lot of the shaky, shaky, shaky. And it's really small, and it's about $1,200.
Yeah, which is very affordable.
It is very affordable. What are your thoughts?
It's funny because, you know, we could almost call this episode Right Tool for the Right Job. You know, the C100 gives you that nice cinematic look. It gives you the option of changing lenses. But for events, I really think cameras like that shine. I filmed a concert one time for TEDx, and if I would have had a C100, I would have been in trouble, because I had to track back and forth between the guitar player, tights on the guitar, tights on the drum, wide of the stage, tights of the drum, wide of the stage, all of this happening really, really, really fast. You can't even do that with a C100.
Well, you
now
could,
I have filmed.
But you could, but you'd have to buy a lot of extra gear. You'd have to buy the piece that hooks to the lens, that hooks to a mm-hmm. remote, that you can control the zoom and the focus. Where the way that we got it set right now,
you would look like a transformer.
Right, you'd have to be holding both up, yeah. And then you have to have the right lens for the right yeah. length across the room. You would end up probably spend about $7,000 to $10,000 just for that setup, just to shoot that event.
And what do you need for that camera? A tripod?
Tripod and the cables, and that's it.
And that's it.
It's a great little camera. The mm-hmm. other thing, both of these cameras do, they have an HDMI out. So you yep. can take a video out and plug it into your live stream option. And so I really love the smaller camera for live stream, because it's portable, mm-hmm. it's smaller, it's lighter. It allows you to get a really good image. And it's really, you don't have to have so much gear to go into an event and record something.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's really, for things like that, it really shines. And, you know, it doesn't give you the same cinematic look that the C100 does. It doesn't give you as much artistic options. But in terms of practicability and executing it in the event, I couldn't really, you have to have a camera like that.
Yeah. Okay, a couple things about both these cameras that I think for these different types of situations. You know, the C100, the C200 that we use, the C300 that we mm-hmm. use, the 5D Mark III, we love these cameras for content creation. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is getting out and shooting and capturing content in live action for a story element, to create a story. They're great for that purpose. They're also great when you're having to try to find that fixed lens approach, mm-hmm. you know, when you know what your focal length is. It also gives you a lot more options to control the image and what do you want it to look like. This XA20 is more of a consumer base with some pro options on it, where you can go completely auto and it will take care of it for you. I even shoot completely auto on it. The only things that I really mess with are the audio outputs.
Yeah,
you know. That is one thing that I like about it, is it's super easy to set up and go. So if I'm training someone within an organization that I don't have to be there, a camera like this is easy to pick up really quickly. Mm-hmm. The other thing about this camera is that it's touchscreen. So the viewfinder is touchscreen.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really cool with touchscreen. It does do low light settings, like infrared settings.
Okay.
So you can do really turn the lights off and really record something.
Have you experimented with that at all? Or is that like novelty feature, or is it practical?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of, you know, situations. I could think, you know, people that are trying to do night vision related situations, like hunters that are trying to record when they're out in the middle of the night trying to hunt deer or whatever they're trying to capture. Police, when they're trying to do training sessions in the night. Yeah. Even emergency departments, you know, when they're doing stuff outside, or emergency responders. So that might be a good situation.
So it might have a place outside of content creation.
Absolutely. The other thing that I think this is good for, you could even use this for interviews. You know, it's a very simple camera to set up and interview someone because it's got all the functionality of this,
right?
Really smaller in this. It's a low cost to barrier. Right. And so for departments like healthcare system departments, their AV departments, cameras like this are great because you can do a live event and then you can switch it right over and shoot an interview with a doc with it.
It's funny you say that. A friend of mine works in an AV department for a healthcare system, and they actually purchased a camera that I think, if it's not that same model, it's a very similar one. They have cinematic cameras as well, and they got to a point to where it just wasn't practical to keep using the cinematic camera for all this run and gun, fast paced project stuff.
Yep.
So they got something just like that.
And also, this camera is great for press conferences, especially you know, for health systems and large organizations that are having to regularly do press conferences and record them, especially in the age of live streaming. This is a great camera to do a live Facebook stream or a live YouTube stream. And so it really hooks up well into your live streaming situation.
That's really cool.
Which is really cool. And once again, it's small.
Yep. Very small.
Love it a lot. A couple, you know, why did we want to talk? Why do you think it's important to talk about these two cameras as it relates to different groups that listen to us? What do you think is the differentiator here in your mind from the content creator to the AV department?
Well, I've said this before. I don't really like starting with the camera and working forward. I like starting with the task and working backwards. Mm. Figure out what you want to do. Are you making a promo video? Are you making a commercial? Are you filming an event? If you're filming an event, go with the smaller Canon camera. It's going to serve you much better. If you're making a commercial, go with the C100. Because, you know, people look at lenses, sometimes they get a little confused. Why get, you know, a 24-105 lens when I can just zoom 24-105 on the smaller camera? Well, lenses aren't really just zoom. I mean, nothing beats an image that goes through some really quality glass. So if you've got a really nice lens on a C100, you're just going to get a better result than if you use the same focal length on that smaller camera. It just depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Right. I really have been surprised by this Canon XA20. It is a really neat camera. I actually want to fold it more into our live streaming approach and event approach. Number one, it's smaller. It's the cost to entry is a lot smaller. It can help us keep our costs down for some of our nonprofit clients. Yeah. It is more compact. We don't have to take a lot of stuff. You know, our philosophy has always been more portable than larger scale products. And so something like this is a great tool for the arsenal.
Yeah, love it.
And also the other thing that I like about it is it's got the professional quality audio built into it, which is super awesome. And then finally, the one thing that I really love about this guy is I'm showing him the Liveq Zoom controller that hooks right into this. And you can, on the stick of the tripod that you move the tripod back and forth, you can hook this little remote control to it, and it allows you with your finger to on the tripod to zoom in and zoom wide and hit record. That's really huge. Instead of having to stick your hand up on the camera and try to figure out how to zoom in and zoom out without shaking the camera. This little remote controller allows you to plug it right into the camera and control it from the tripod.
Well, I'm a big fan of remotes like that. You'd be amazed about what just 1 foot will make.
Yeah.
What a difference it'll make.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, this would also work on the C100, but we don't have it set up to where it can zoom with this. We would have to buy an additional setup to hook to the lens, to control the lens. So once again, another piece of tool to add to this arsenal that makes this little camera so versatile, especially in live event settings where you're constantly recording a podium or something going on and you need to slowly zoom in. This little guy, this little remote control can help you with that, which is really cool.
Yep.
Dude, I'm super excited, man. We got a lot of fun toys that we play with and do a lot of different stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm excited about tailoring tools to the task that we're trying to achieve. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, and it helps us serve our clients well, too.
You don't want to get pigeonholed into using one tool all the time, so this is really cool.
Yep, and that's the joy of the workflow that makes us so portable. We have DSLRs that can shoot video and take pictures. We've got cameras like the C100 that allow us to shoot really good video, and then we've got small cameras like this that really do well with events. And so it's exciting to have our pieces and tools in the arsenal for what we want to do.
Absolutely. Well, I opened us up. I'm going to let you close us out.
How does that
sound? I try to be fair.
You're going
to
be fair today?
Yeah, just today.
Just today? Well, okay. Well, thank you for joining another Gear and Review. I'm Bobby Ratu and the one and only
Mark Berry.
Y'all have a good week from us down here in South Carolina.
I will not do that accent.
Okay, cool.
See ya.